All right, so here, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Okay, we're live.
On this podcast, you want to have some dignity.
The voice industry has never been stronger.
This is Von Radio.
Welcome to another edition of Von Radio. We are privileged today to have Paul Strassman with us. Paul, one of our traditional things that we say to people is to tell the company website, but in your case, tell us your own website, please.
My own website, which is also my company website, is www.strassmann.com.
Okay. And, Paul, before you had your own company, you were working on behalf of everybody in the U.S., basically. Tell them what job function you served and what you still do in an advisory role in this world.
My first CIO job was with General Foods in 1961. In 1964, I became the CIO of Kraft globally. In 1969, became the global CIO of Xerox. I retired from Xerox in 1985 and started working on advisory committees to the Department of Defense, which led in 1989 to my appointment as the first CIO in the Department of Defense with the title of Director of Defense Information. After retiring from the Department of Defense in 1993, I taught at the U.S. Military Academy at West Point, cyber warfare for a few years. And then when NASA got into some difficulties, they brought me back in to Washington in 2002 as the acting CIO of NASA. From that job, I retired in 2003. Since then, I have been teaching at the Naval Postgraduate School in Monterey, California, and also teaching as the full professor at the George Mason University in Fairfax, Virginia. Otherwise, I've been loafing.
Otherwise, you've been loafing. Yes, exactly. I got a kick. I was reading about reading some of your website, and I got a kick out of discussion of when you were working with the Pentagon and all the people coming to you with all the different projects and you kind of forcing them into giving you some sort of a structure. And I understand there's now such a thing as Strassman in a can. Can we talk about, you know, how you view computers and technology and what Strassman in a can represents in this world?
Well, Strassman in a Can is basically chapters 9, 10, and 11 from my 1990 book, The Business Value of Computers, which defines how you go before a board of directors or before an appropriation committee and ask for money. And in my book, I describe a process, how to do it, and the kind of computations you have to perform, including computations which would disclose the risk of such an investment. When I got to DOD, and the task was to take approximately $45 billion out of cost as the Soviet Union collapsed, there were ample opportunities to look for projects that would pay off. And after 3 months in the Pentagon, I took the chapters of my book and put them on a disc, which rapidly fumigated lots of people who were coming for the money with flip charts without any numbers and made my job much easier.
Right. Now, isn't there a company that you're advising now that, in effect, provides that ROI information?
No, at present, I've spun off a number of ventures that are trying to use my techniques, including proprietary metrics like information productivity. At this particular juncture, in order to preserve my independence, I'm not associated with any company that is providing consulting services or providing software.
Ah, okay. So that was old news then on that Google search that had me on that website. Then we won't mention that company's name.
That is correct.
Okay, that's fine. But let's talk about what the CIO's got in front of them. And specifically, if I can, you've got some interesting thoughts I saw about what a CIO must have in the way of responsibilities. And I think the most important thing that I saw was the thing that a CIO has to have basically a strategic relationship with the executive committees where they actually can impact things. And I was wondering if you wanted to speak to any specific example you can think of or anything that comes to mind that you want to talk to.
Well, the examples which I'm now using in my various lectures really deal with the rapid transition from what has been the occupation in the last 15 years called enterprise system, where a large amount of money has been expended to integrate functions within an organization. Previously, of course, individual functions like marketing, finance, personnel, and logistics really did not integrate. So we spend lots of time integrating functions within an organization, within an enterprise, and those are labeled as enterprise systems. And approximately $1 trillion went into those investments. What has really started emerging now is the fact that no company stands on its own in isolation. Companies are part of a global supply chain. They are part of a global network of customers who are coming in through Internet. And so the organizations are confronted with a massive explosion in the scope of what IT is all about. In other words, the size of information processing within an enterprise, which required interoperability of millions of pieces of data, suddenly has exploded into hundreds or thousands of billions as you go global. What has further aggravated the situation is the fact that cycles which used to be measured in months, weeks, or days are now measured in hours or minutes. And that means that you are dealing with totally different scaling, reliability issues, uptime issues, and most importantly, security issues. So to sum up and answer your question, Carl, is that I see CIOs being confronted with a steep wall suddenly. They've been climbing a mild slope over the last 50 years, and now they have hit a mountain that is looming above their horizon and is very hard to scale and requires totally different tools than what has been used and what has been the custom to use and apply in the last 50 years.
Okay, now having said that, you're one of the major voices in this world about IT being overspent and wasted. So what's your expectation here? I would doubt very much that you're a throw dollars at the guy, at the project as the answer. So how do you sit there and try to scale this wall? Do you sit there and how much how much effort has to be put into, in effect, planning for a new world order of internet and in effect, virtualization?
Well, that's a tough set of questions, Carl. All I can tell you is that the waste of money has happened, that as organizations migrated from little applications and departmental applications and local area networks, they always brought in the next innovation on top of what already existed. So when you go inside a company, you discover that you upon layers upon layers of old stuff still sitting there because it functions. It does perform functions. So you have overlaid complexity upon complexity. Of course, complexity requires error correction people and more computers. And so you have computers, thousands of computers in an organization trying to do pieces of work. And then there are a bunch of people running around trying to splice data from application A to application B. Tremendous waste. The waste can be measured by virtue of the fact that today, between 60 to 70% of an IT budget is not devoted to any innovation, not devoted to dealing with competitive challenges, is not devoted to scaling the steep wall. The money is being spent just keeping the existing networks glued together and falling apart. And what needs to be done at this juncture is to start thinking not like IBM or Microsoft, but start thinking like Google, which is really, in my view, the architecture of the future, an architecture which depends on a robust, fairly simple network, so that the infrastructure cost has come down from 70% of the budget to less than 30% of the budget. And suddenly you have available 60 to 70% of your IT budget to scale the steep wall of the next generation of systems. Now that means that the CIO has to have the management of the firm well understanding that the firm is now reaching out well beyond the traditional boundaries of the firms and start behaving more like Amazon, like Walmart, and less than General Motors.
Now, being the fact that we have you speaking at IP for IT, this is music to my ears, because what you're saying is it's the importance of understanding how the Internet impacts IT technology, but you're also saying, in effect, that it's not the infrastructure as much as it is the applications, right, and the interface to the end user.
That is correct. The knowledge capital is migrating from the innards of the IT system to the interface and the training and the smarts of the people who are now endowed with computer intelligence to really compete in an increasingly competitive environment, particularly with the advent of China and India and the Pacific era. If America wants to maintain its competitive position, we must make our people much smarter and much more nimble.
And in effect, if we're going to continue to outsource, we need to know what we want to keep in-house.
Well, it really deals with the issue that from now on, the big problem that CIOs will have to face is cease looking at expense, IT expense, as the only thing to look at, and start looking at knowledge capital. And that means that the financial savvy and understanding of CIOs, when they are on the threshold of making huge investment, has to be greatly sharpened. I'm looking at organizations now that are spending anywhere from 15 to 25% of their payroll cost on IT. The future of an information-centric organization will be spending less money on people and more in information technology. The ratio will be shifted by the way how you allocate capital. The unfortunate thing about the current CIO is that they are totally looking at current expense, and they are totally missing the perspective that in order to scale the steep wall, it will not be muscles anymore, but you will need lots of equipment and lots of technology to get on top of the cliff.
Okay. So if you were advising a CIO right now, what would be the first thing you would tell him to do, looking at all the projects that he's got going on currently?
Well, before you look at projects, projects is just about the last thing you look at.
Okay.
The when I look at companies that have sick IT organizations, the reason they are sick is because the CIO is bogged down in discussion about project implementation. Project implementation is the outcome. Before you can even look at projects, you must get your strategic requirements right, your concept of operation, most importantly, governance, and the technology architecture and the infrastructure. Until you get one thing right, just climbing the wall with your in knuckles, you know, which is project work, you know, puts all the project managers at peril. So my advice to a CIO who is supposed to survive in the rough times ahead of us is get your sequence right. Get your strategy right. Get your concept of operations that management has to agree on how they're going to operate a company that is a totally different company. You cannot run a bookstore when Amazon is your competitor. And then most importantly, you know, are you going to be spending, still going to feed money to the infrastructure, which is eating you up alive? And you have to get your infrastructure thinned down in order to generate the cash so you finally have money to do some worthwhile projects. Just trying to do projects is a prescription to failure.
Got it. Got it. So I think this is a good entry point for people to come and join us on IP for IT. This will be on our blog on IP for IT. But once again, Paul, if people want to find your website, it's Strassmann, Strassmann.com, right?
Correct.
And if they want to reach you, are you paul@strassmann.com?
That is correct. paul@strassmann.com.
And Paul spelled in the normal way, P-A-U-L.
Just like the apostle.
Just like the apostle. Excellent. So, or the tent maker as he was before that. Anyway, Paul, I thank you for your time. And this has been another edition of Von Radio.